This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 15 June 2005. Israeli occupation forces impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Here is a summary. A Palestinian civilian died after Israeli occupation forces positioned at an iron gate on the annexation or apartheid wall obstructed his evacuation to a hospital. A number of Palestinian civilians were also injured by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted 19 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and 3 incursions into the Gaza Strip. Homes were raided and 19 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces imposed a total siege in occupied Palestine for the Jewish holiday. Israeli occupation forces have imposed more restrictions on the movement in East Jerusalem. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close a number of roads and border crossings in the Gaza Strip since the beginning of the current intifada, and Israeli occupation forces arrested 9 Palestinian civilians at military checkpoints, including one in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces attacked Palestinian civilians and international solidarity activists who demonstrated in protest to the construction of the annexation or apartheid wall. They also arrested 3 solidarity activists. Palestinian civilians living behind the wall continue to be denied access to medical assistance. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank. Injuries to Palestinian civilians. Israeli occupation forces fired at Palestinian civilians in their homes during incursions into Palestinian communities. During the reported period, 4 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children, were wounded. A Palestinian civilian was wounded and arrested by an undercover unit of the Israeli occupation forces in Tul Karam. Another civilian was wounded by Israeli gunfire in the Saida village north of Tul Karam. A 14-year-old child was wounded by Israeli gunfire in the Ethna village west of Hebron. Another child was wounded by Israeli gunfire in the Dura village south of Hebron. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 22 military incursions into Palestine, 19 in the West Bank and 3 in the Gaza Strip. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 21 civilians, 19 in the West Bank and 2 in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces transformed a home in Yatta village, south of Hebron, into a military site. They also raided, searched, and damaged a school in Beit Jela, near Bethlehem. Restrictions of movement. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a tightened siege in occupied Palestine, including Jerusalem. On Sunday morning, 12 June 2005, Israeli occupation forces imposed a comprehensive closure in occupied Palestine for the celebrations of the Jewish holiday, effective 14 June 2005. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces have continued to completely or partially close some roads and border crossings of the Gaza Strip and impose severe restrictions on the internal movement of Palestinian civilians. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. They prevented Palestinian civilians who were under 45 years of age from reaching Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem for the Friday prayer. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints arrested 9 Palestinian civilians, including 1 person at a checkpoint in the Gaza Strip. Annexation or apartheid wall. This week, Israeli media sources reported an official decision by Israel to start construction of the section of the apartheid wall around Gush Etzion settlement block in Bethlehem. The Israeli Daily Ma'ariv reported on Tuesday, 14 June 2005, that the construction of this section of the wall, whose length will be 60 kilometers, will begin in 2 weeks. This would annex Gush Etzion settlement block into what is now called Israel. In addition, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful demonstrations organized by Palestinian civilians and international Israeli solidarity activists in protest of the construction of this wall. A number of demonstrators were injured and/or arrested. During the period, Israeli occupation forces continued severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians living behind this apartheid wall. A Palestinian civilian from the Jabara village, which is located behind the wall, died after Israeli occupation forces obstructed his evacuation to a hospital. Illegal settler activity. Israeli settlers in breach of international humanitarian law continue to reside inside occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property, especially in Hebron. They set fire to a shop and attacked a number of homes and stores in the area of Hebron. They also uprooted 400 olive trees in Bethlehem. The settlers attacked a family in the Salem village south of Nablus with stones. In the Gaza Strip, settlers attacked a clinic in the Al-Mawasi area in Khan Yunis. For this and more detailed information about Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.